The unpredictable spring weather here on the North Coast is predictably having a major impact on local sports as the HDNL baseball and softball teams scramble to get in some valuable game time before conference play begins early next month. Hello and welcome to this week's KMUD News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on that story and updates on several local teams in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including some coaching changes at College of the Redwoods, why it's been a big month for one middle school basketball team, where two HDNL seniors are taking their talents after graduation later this year, and how former Eureka Logger and two-time Big Five MVP Caitlin Jaconi fared at last weekend's state championship women's basketball tournament. But first up, as usual, the spring weather here on the North Coast is causing problems for the local high school baseball and softball teams, with many of them scrambling to get in games before league play begins. Just about every local team has been affected, perhaps none more so than the Ferndale High baseball team. After their first five games of the season were all cancelled, the defending Little Four and North Coast Section Division 6 champions finally began their season on Tuesday. And it was a good start to the new campaign for head coach Justin Anderson and his players, who travelled to Willits and won a high-scoring game 15-8. Prescott Langer led the way at the plate in the win and was 3-for-4 with a double and an RBI, while 2024 Little Four MVP Parker Pryor and Tanner Pigeon each added two base hits for Ferndale. Perhaps the story of the year so far in local baseball, apart from the weather that is, has been the play of the Hoopa Warriors. After not beating a Big Five team in the past 14 years, the Warriors have hit the ground running this spring with two victories over Big Five schools in their opening three games. On Tuesday, new head coach Aaron Williams and his players edged Del Norte 5-4 in their home opener, improving to 2-1 on the young season. The Warriors also split an early season doubleheader at Fortuna. Del Norte dropped to 1-4 with the loss. Other local teams who have impressed early in the new season include the defending Big Five champion McKinleyville Panthers and the Arcata Tigers. The Panthers won their opening five games and come into this weekend with a record of 5-0, while the Arcata boys are 4-1 after a pair of wins last weekend. After a scheduled trip to play at the Fort Bragg tournament was cancelled because of the weather, the Tigers faced off against Fortuna and St. Bernard's at the Bear River Casino Resort All-Weather Field, and they won both of their games, defeating the Huskies 16-1 and getting the better of the Crusaders 5-1. St. Bernard's also played Fortuna and won 6-2, and the Crusaders are now 1-1, while the Huskies are now 1-4. In local high school softball, meanwhile, the Fortuna girls have impressed early in the new season, and they improved to 5-1 with a 13-1 win over St. Bernard's on Monday. The Huskies, who are expected to be one of the frontrunners in this year's Big Five, also won two of three games at the weekend Cloverdale tournament. The defending Big Five champion Del Norte girls also got their season underway with a doubleheader at Petaluma on Saturday, beating Petaluma 4-2 and Ukiah 11-6. The Warriors feature an experienced senior heavy lineup this spring and will be the favourites to win a third straight conference championship when the Big Five gets underway early next month. The McKinleyville girls, who are 3-0 on the season, also are expected to be in the mix in this year's Big Five. Elsewhere in local sports this week, on Wednesday, College of the Redwoods announced some coaching changes ahead of the 2025-26 school year. Macy Thomas will take over the volleyball team from Kayla Costello, while Juan Perez will take over the Corsairs women's soccer team from Taylor McMillan. Thomas joined CR after spending time as a player and graduate assistant coach at Cal Poly Humboldt. As a player, she was known as a defensive specialist, and she was a team captain for the Lumberjacks in 2022. Perez, meanwhile, steps into a head coaching role after serving as an assistant coach with the CR men's soccer team. He also played for Cal Poly Humboldt and brings a strong background in competitive soccer, having played at the semi-pro level in the Bay Area. In local youth sports, it was a good month for the Fortuna Middle School 8th grade boys basketball team, which recently placed first at the Crescent City JC's tournament in the A1 division. Head coach Kyle Crawford and his players won all three of their tournament games, including a hard-fought 40-37 win over Rio Dell in the championship game. And they succeeded with just 8 players on the roster after 2 season-ending injuries to players earlier in the season. According to Crawford, the young boys showed a lot of resiliency, winning all 3 tournament games by narrow margins, but finding a way to win all 3 when they could have gone either way. 2 local high school seniors, meanwhile, recently announced where they will be taking their talents after graduation this year. Eureka's Paige Rogers announced that she will play soccer at Butte College. Rogers will go down as one of the most successful players in HDNL history after helping to lead the Eureka girls to 4 straight North Coast Section Championships and 3 straight league titles. McKinleyville senior Big Joe Gatlin also announced where he will play in college this week. Gatlin, who was an all-league honorable mention lineman in the Little Four this past fall, will play football at Mount Mercy University in Iowa. Mount Mercy is a Division I NAIA program that will compete in football for the first time in the fall of 2026. And finally this week, 2-time Big 5 MVP Caitlin Jaconi capped a memorable debut season on the college basketball courts this past weekend by reaching the state semifinals with the College of the Sequoias women's team. Jaconi and the Giants closed out the season with a 57-50 loss to eventual state champion Mount San Antonio on Saturday night. Jaconi had a double-double in Friday's 77-71 win over Palomar in the tournament quarterfinals, scoring 15 points and pulling down 15 rebounds. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.